And welcome to the next 8-4 Play Podcast, your first, only, greatest, last hope for talk about Japan and games and Japanese games. I am still your host, Mark Kami, just as McDonald, and we have to rebuild. We will rebuild. It's a rebuilding year. We have lost our trusty co-host, sometimes host, Mr. J.J. Epperson. He is off...
Having dinner.
I figure we'd say something different every episode.
We'll start there.
Having dinner. Yeah. So he's very busy eating with his family in wonderful, sunny Saitama, Japan. But we are here, the A4 Towers, still playing games, still playing Monster Hunter. Let's be honest up front. There's going to be a lot of Monster Hunter in this podcast. We didn't get out of our system last week. So if that's a problem, you might want to check the show notes to see when your game of choice is going to come up in the chat. But until then, let me introduce JJ's replacement, Scab, if you will. That is Dermot's second fiddle, Cregan.
Oh, my.
That's not a reference to JJ. You're
just
like
playing rude is what it is. You're
a fiddler.
Yes. Yeah, I've been called worse things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're literally a fiddler.
Yes, that's true.
You play, as in you play the fiddle.
Yeah, I come from a musical family.
How did this not come out until now?
Because I didn't bring it with me the last time I was here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, you got to keep that in the closet sometimes.
Sure. I completely understand.
Yeah. And when I heard Dermot was coming to town to help out, I DM'd him and I was like, oh, you know, that's great. I'm glad to hear you're coming back. Let me know if you need help with anything. And he's like, is it okay if I leave my fiddle at your apartment? And I was like... That's such a wonderful question.
First of all, just to back up, longtime listeners might recognize your name and or voice from such other hit podcasts as what number podcast 8-4 Play?
Oh, man, I don't know
what
episodes. You don't know the numbers?
You don't fucking remember what episode number you on?
They're
man,
saved
the day
on my
your life
phone,
changed?
You know. But like, yeah,
the day your fucking life changed. Good lord. already fucking entitled. Millennials.
Yeah, but now, like, I can remember
definitely
this one.
Millennials.
You
millennials.
That's an easy one.
Somewhere between 100 and 200, we could say pretty safely.
That's true.
How long ago was that you were here?
It was 2 summers ago, summer of 2016.
Okay. So you got called up. You must have been something, right? Because you got called up to the big leagues here, back to Japan. Catch us up on what you did in the meantime. Anything noteworthy? Anything people should know about? You graduated?
I did. I got my degree.
Congratulations.
Did the damn thing. Thank
Good.
You.
We're very school friendly here on the
That's
podcast.
Right.
Encourage you to do that.
Never stop learning.
Yeah. You didn't quit, like, you know, you weren't like these fucking NBA players where you got the chance to touch greatness and then you just fucking completely forget about your entire life and whatever. The one and done attitude, that doesn't fly here at 8-4.
No. That's what I did.
We sent you back to the We sent you back, yeah, but you learned from your mistakes.
That's right.
We sent you back down to fucking get the pens and pencils.
That's right.
And then you graduated.
That's all they use at college.
Yep. Anything else? Any big games you played? Anything to catch us up on?
In like the past 2 years?
Yep. And give it to us in like 60 seconds or less.
You know, I fiddled.
Yes.
Played some soccer.
Uh-huh.
I read a few books, and that's it.
Okay,
that's my
I think
life.
I just decided that the new, potentially new news theme song might have to be something fiddle related. Yeah. Could you do that? Are you good enough to actually just play shit like on the fly? Can you like, improvise? Ooh.
I mean, I could.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you just play fucking Devil Went Down to Georgia and that's it? Is that the only fiddling song that the average person knows?
Well, so that's tough because I don't actually know what song that is.
Is that a banjo song?
Yeah, like what is
it? What the fuck? Wait, am I alone? Okay, I'm going to not look at Roy and Dermot for a second. Graham, I'm not so sure about. I'm going to fucking guess no.
Yeah, is that something about playing?
Yeah, no fucking idea. Okay. John.
I'm sure I know it if you played it.
Ricciardi.
But I wouldn't know the
God
name.
God damn it.
Yeah. Also, I know that's not.
JJ would know that. JJ would have known
Here
that.
Here it comes.
This podcast is ruined.
That's like his neck of the woods, though, you know?
How do you play the motherfucking fiddle? Are you not fucking with me right now?
I'm not, like, so, okay,
holy
let me,
shit.
I have to give you like the full backstory here. All I come right. like my dad is from Ireland.
Okay.
Okay. He plays the Irish bagpipes, and it doesn't get more Irish than that.
That's
I can almost guarantee
Irish.
He doesn't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Okay. I'm going to take that bet. I'm going to actually take that bet. What do you want to bet right now, right here on the podcast? Let's bet something. Let's bet something that you're going to do on this podcast. You're going to drink a shot of some alcoholic beverage because you're like just out of college, so you can do these things. Once every 10 minutes for as long as the podcast.
Oh my god!
It doesn't have to be like hard liquor. It could be like a beer.
Can it be like soft liquor? Because like it can like, be like disclaimer, a beer. Like I don't drink though.
Wow, you're Irish.
That's how you get started.
You play the fiddle and you do. You're Irish and you don't drink. You play the fiddle and long, you don't know what Dev went down to Georgia.
So I have an important question here.
Christ,
why did Roy need to hold your fiddle?
Okay,
right. So let's get back
that is
to that.
Important, yeah. So I brought it over this time because when you come on the plane, you're allowed one carry-on item and one personal item.
Okay.
So like that can be a bag and like a purse.
Okay.
But if you're a musician, you can take advantage of it and bring like your fragile instrument on as well.
Okay.
So I just didn't want to have to like lug it over when I'm probably going to have more the next time I come over. You know, I'm going to have like more to bring.
Oh, I see. So you're saying you're going to leave it with Roy while you go back home to America
That's
to get
right.
the rest of your shit.
Oh, okay.
I see.
Right.
Gotcha.
All right, I'm sorry. This is really like throwing me for a loop. It's going to be really hard to get over this not knowing what Devil Went Down to Georgia is, not even having heard of it. Okay,
why don't you hum the first few bars for me,
dude,
and I'll see.
I
you know?
Like, no, if you would know it or you would not know it, it's not a matter of hum a couple bars. Like, it's not a fucking flash in the pan. Like, all right. Anyway, moving on. We're going to soldier through because that's what we do on this podcast.
We got our podcast music.
That's what we do. So Roy now has your fiddle?
He doesn't yet. No.
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm still using it, you know?
Oh, I see. When you go back, you're going to give
That's
it to
right.
Roy. Right.
Yeah.
Roy, are you going to check it out? Are you excited?
I'm just going to guard it strictly. I don't trust myself.
Roy plays guitar, though.
I did.
He has a guitaring past.
So I did in high school, and Dermot wants to get the band back together because he knows that also...
Nice. I'm saying.
Also...
Yeah,
holy
there
shit.
We go.
Yeah. All right.
Yes. Yeah.
You can have like a Nintendo has an intercompany band. You could have one of those.
Yeah, Miwa sings.
Miwa sings.
He volunteered.
What? There you go.
Yeah.
Holy shit. All right, nice. Devil Went Down to Georgia. Cover. Go. Start.
Masa plays the electric guitar, right? I think, and he's a drummer. And
the electric
got...
guitar.
Yeah,
even.
Yeah, Roy, you're out.
I like how you specify. So that is Roy. I'm not going to try to do a Japanese accent because I'll be called racist. But Pabron S. Gold W.
Yep, that's me. That's me.
Which is your brand of choice, your drug of choice these days.
Yeah, so I'm like a little sick and...
You're heavy on the PAB.
Yeah.
The PAB-S.
And that was the medication everybody told me to get when I came here, so...
That's
what I use.
Kind of over-the-counter, kind of magical beans, almost. Does anybody know what's in it?
No idea.
I'd rather not know.
Right? No. And it's not like Sudafed. It's not like the equivalent of like a drug that you're familiar with, right?
Yeah.
There's just absolutely no... effect other than you just feel better, right? Like less sick. Am I right? I mean, don't feel like lightheaded or weird.
I get like very minor drowsiness. Like I just feel like a little like a you know, like heart like
more so than normal.
More so,
I'm
yeah.
Sorry, that was a joke. Around the horn, Graham Muskie Howard.
Muskie.
Yes. that has nothing to do with your pine-scented Canadian body odors. It has to do with Mr. Elon Musk. I hear you're a fan.
Oh, yeah, no. We were... Roy and Dermot and I were talking about this today. The pictures of the Tesla Roadster in space are fucking amazing.
Yeah, so...
So surreal.
So, have you... You've never seen a movie called Heavy Metal, have you? A cartoon from the 80s?
No.
Okay.
I was never allowed to rent that because the cover's very risque.
It is a fucked-up movie.
It's
just like, God, no. Fucked movie. It was on actually Japanese Netflix. It might still be.
Really?
If it is,
oh, wow. Okay.
You should check it out. Completely fucked up, but there's a really good South Park episode making fun of it that you will appreciate all the more if you see it. Anyway, that movie starts with...
A car in space.
Apropos of nothing, it starts with a space shuttle, and then out of the dock of the space shuttle, just a fucking car with an astronaut riding in it drops out of it and just flies down to Earth. That's literally like the credit sequence.
Yeah, that's pretty metal.
While like some pretty bad music plays. But you should see it because now I'm like, I actually Googled, you know, I'd seen this and I'm like, where have I seen this before? It was driving me crazy. There's just a weird like thing in the back of my head and it was like, oh my fucking God, this is what the hell? Somebody must have been a fan of heavy metal to do that. It's like too much to be coincidental. When you see it, you will be like, what
heavy
the
metal,
fuck?
Does it also have the guy with like the one arm hanging out?
Exactly the same. Exactly the same. And that is like a... Anyway, check it out. I googled it, and actually not a lot of shit showed up, but like a couple of YouTube videos that people had like just made did intersplicing the Tesla footage.
Nice.
Which I guess it was going to go to Mars, but now it's missed
overshot it.
It's going to land in like an asteroid belt. Yeah. You're not disappointed in your boy?
No, he did better than expected.
Really?
Yeah. It's okay. Like we performed too well.
Did people know that that car part was going to happen, or was that a surprise?
I have no clue.
Like, can you just do that?
I only found out like after the fact.
Same. Everything that guy does, I find out after.
I woke up and I was like, what? Has everybody... Did I just miss this? Is everybody... It's like that Red Bull thing when the guy jumped from orbit.
That's right.
I was like,
right.
Has everybody been talking about this for 2 months and leading up to it, and I just missed it? No. Like, what the fuck?
Elon moves too fast now. Can't keep up.
It's your boy.
Yeah.
Musky. You wear that Musky t-shirt too that says Musky on it too. That might have something to do with it.
So Musky every single day.
Rounding out the cast, John White Boy Ricciardi.
Hi, what? Yes, this is true. This is a fact.
Are you going to buy the white limited edition PS4 Pro?
I kind of want it, but I'd have to sell my current black one, so like I don't need to.
Is it a limited edition white one?
Well, it's not limited, it's just new.
Like, I have a regular white one.
Let's just call it limited.
You have a white PS4 Pro?
Yeah. No, PS4 regular.
That's
regular.
Right.
Pro.
Fucking regular.
I don't care.
PS4.
It's still white, though.
Like a fucking animal. Like a goddamn animal. Down there in the dirt.
Stuff does chug on it.
With the fucking... So, and you played Monster Hunter on that thing, which is a good segue into Monster Hunter. Like... did you just make a sandwich every time you started a level?
I'm a very patient man, Mark.
You're a little weird.
Video games.
Let's talk about this though, because you're not just patient. It's like in a weird way. So like the way that you played Monster Hunter, what was your first armor set that you got? Do you remember? Or what?
I didn't get a whole armor set.
You didn't get a whole armor set, right? Okay, it was piecemeal.
Yeah, yeah.
But basically, you were not. After every hunt, going back and making a new... Were you making new weapons, at least?
Yeah, I was upgrading my weapon whenever I could, usually.
Okay.
I would check in, but, like, armor, it's too much to think about, man.
You just didn't even... So you were wearing, like, fucking Defense 6 armor until you were high rank, basically.
Well into high rank. I was just wearing...
Into high rank.
Yeah.
You didn't even upgrade when you first got to high rank.
Nope.
And were you not having a problem?
Not really.
You were playing a lot of this by yourself.
Yeah, no, I mean, usually it was pretty easy until I got to, like, some of the later high rank ones where just, like, stuff was killing me in one hit. And I was like...
I told you that was going to happen.
The second that you get to high rank, that happens.
Yeah, but I mean, you're just fighting, like, pukey-pukey at that point, and monsters you already know pretty well, so it's not that big of a deal. Mm. Once you get to, like, the tougher guys that are fast, like, high rank Odogaran and stuff, like, he'll just swipe you and take you on one hit.
Yeah,
like, until I got to high, like, partway through high rank, my highest... My best gear was like a great Jagras thing.
You knew. Just to be clear here, you knew that there was better armor.
Yeah.
You knew that you could make it.
Yes.
You were just, what, too lazy?
Well, no. I think basically most of the armor in that game is really ugly.
Okay.
The weapon design, I think, is off the charts. Everything looks really awesome.
We talked about this. I wouldn't go so far to say it's ugly, but I will say... In my opinion, previous games did do, in general, there was some exceptions, the armor design did look better.
So, I have an important question.
Yeah.
Armor skills, did you dabble in those at all? Because those, while they may be on ugly pieces of armor, they make the game...
Like the set bonuses?
Yeah.
Well, those like,
set
also,
bonuses, just skills, period.
Even just the individual pieces of armor.
Like, you can
get better, a lot better as the armor.
I don't know what an armor skill is.
So, oh boy.
Okay.
So I'm glad I asked this question.
About.
This guy finished the game.
What I'm talking about, quote-unquote, finished the game. You never really... You finish the fucking like single player story, which doesn't count.
Some stuff after that because they're like here's some tempered monsters. But yeah, and the reason
spoilers.
And reason B.
I didn't know that.
That wasn't upgrading anything. Was like from the very beginning. John was like, you need to upgrade your armor. You're gonna die.
So no
like,
shit.
I'm gonna do this as long as I can.
Just wanted to be rebellious.
Yeah, yeah.
So
half laziness, half spite.
I mean, it's amazing, though, that you were good enough to get away with that for a long time. Because I think the average person, the second they get to high rank, it's like, oh, shit, I have to actually sweat armor choices now.
Yeah, and then I just, like, I put together a bunch of random high rank shit, and I wore that all the way until I got to Nergigante, and then he started killing me in one hit again.
And you had to actually
finally... So at least I had to, like, gear up twice.
So just so you know, like, with armor skills, it can make... parts of the battle loop much easier or quicker or whatever.
What's,
like,
what's an example of an armor
sparring? I have, well, so one example that I have on that I really like right now is speed sharpen, which means that when I go to sharpen my weapon,
yes,
rather than going ksh, ksh,
oh, those guys,
ksh,
yeah,
I just,
okay,
do it,
yeah,
once,
yeah, yeah,
and it's done.
Yeah, those, yeah, I was aware of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But you were not, were you really, like, sweating
really
those?
No,
yeah,
no,
exactly.
Yeah.
Huh. And you weren't, like, buffing them up to level 2 and 3 and combining them and...
No, because I didn't want to use my armor spheres, and I didn't know there were higher rank armor spheres. So
I told you that. I was like, don't, like, I've heard a few people give the very bad advice of, save your armor spheres for later.
Yeah.
No, use them, because you're going to get better ones
you
later
armor
that are...
Sphere pluses. Yeah, yeah.
Which
yeah.
is worth 5 regular
I
armor spheres.
I do have that problem, though, because I'm always... I have literally not used a single now armor sphere plus either. I've not used a single armor sphere. Maybe
just
use 5.
Them. They're so easy to
but
get.
Here's the problem. A lot of the armor I'm buying now doesn't allow for ranking up. Doesn't allow
what?
For armor spheres.
What are you
yeah.
talking about? Yeah, they all do.
No. That's
a lot of them are
sometimes. You have to actually get to a
maxed
certain point
out.
In the story, and then it's like, now you can upgrade to a new rank of armor. And then you can
oh, really?
Spheres on certain pieces.
Okay.
Oh, maybe.
So
I mean, I've been
me,
upgrading my stuff.
There was
no.
a point for me where I couldn't upgrade my Nergigante armor, but then after I hit a certain point in the story, it's like, now you can.
Interesting. I was wondering about that, because there was like lots of armor that I'm buying in high rank now that's already, that says no, there's no
huh.
no.
Maybe
no
you have to do something
it.
In the game or something, because like you're,
that's what,
I think
that's
you're,
what you're
yeah,
saying.
It's no, but
just
I think
like story progression, I think.
Well, I mean, besides that, because I think you're further than me in the story, but I'm upgrading my armor. I have all
I don't
high
think
rank
I
armor,
am.
And I'm up.
I just got to like high rank and maybe did like one high rank mission, and then that's it.
Oh, really?
I haven't been doing the single player stuff at all.
What armor did you make that you can't upgrade? If you can think of one,
I made. I'm actually mostly the what's the Godzilla monster?
Anjaneth.
Yeah. Okay. I'm mostly him.
Okay, then yeah, that would make sense, because I think he's like kind of the end of 6-star. So if you haven't even done like.
Yeah, I'm in 7-star now, but I don't have any Anjaneth armor, so I couldn't say.
But
it's so good, though. I can't stop thinking about it.
No, not Anjaneth. Like, no. The gods are the like tall as a building.
Oh,
one, not
Zora?
Oh, Zora.
Yeah.
Oh, Zora Magdros.
Yes.
That could make sense, because his is like the best armor you can probably make at your point in the game.
But I looked at
his armor might not be
upgradable
yet.
Other...
Yeah, he's like a special case,
but I
though.
Bought another... piece of armor. There must be something to unlock
yeah, so
it, because I...
Every now and then a message would appear after I finish the mission that said, you can now upgrade to a higher rank of armor.
I see.
And then, like, now I can forge my Nergigante stuff.
So I need a couple things that I'm hurting for right now. One is, I need a really good online resource where people are talking about very specific Monster Hunter World-related things that I have not yet found. I need people talking about heavy bowgun upgrade trees and things like that. And like Googling for that stuff, you find like a rare, you know, odd game facts discussion here. I mean, going into game facts is like, you really feel like you're going into the fucking ghetto to buy like heroin or something like that. It's like, fuck, okay. God damn it. I really need this. Ah, fuck, okay. I'm going to have to put up with all of this shit. It's going to be ugly in there, but I'm going to do it.
That stuff's not on the wiki yet, I guess.
The wiki where?
The Monster Hunter wiki, just like the wiki.
MonsterHunterWiki.com or where?
If you Google Monster Hunter wiki, it almost always takes you to the one
but
main wiki.
So I don't think. I think what Mark's saying is he wants advice on which path into the tree
to
follow.
I want a place where these discussions are happening. That clean, organized, good, deep Monster Hunter discussions are happening.
Maybe Adam's Discord. I don't know. Gaijin Hunter.
I figure it's got to be Discord, but like Discord. I want something that's like really searchable that I can just easily lurk and.
It's not on Reddit.
You know, actually, I'm an idiot. I should have checked Reddit. I should check Reddit, because I bet you they're absolutely the place that I should be looking. But oddly enough, it wasn't coming up on Google search. Does Google not crawl Reddit?
No, it definitely does.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but to get it to like pop up as the first hit, you kind of have to put in Reddit after your search term.
I mean, it wasn't even coming up on like 2 pages of Google search results. I wasn't getting any good discussions. So, but where are you guys going? I'm just curious where everybody's. Are you just like? Flying solo.
I go to Roy.
Thank you, Dermot.
Roy.com.
I guess maybe it depends on how specific your search is. Like, I was looking
It's pretty specific.
Yeah? Well,
yeah.
Why don't you just ask me what it is, and maybe
okay, all right, Roy. Here you go. Riddle me this.
Okay.
So I have I want to say it's a decoration. It might be an armor skill that says it increases the effectiveness of blast-type things.
Right.
Now, does that include explosives? Like, does that include barrels and or explosive ammo, like sticky ammo.
Well, there's two different things. There's blast, which is like an element that you might find on a weapon or a type of bow gun ammo or a bow coating. Then there's like explosive items like bombs and stuff.
But the difference is it's called explosive or blast?
Yeah.
Because it's okay. This definitely said blast.
Okay. If it's blast, then it's only blast ammo,
yeah.
blast element. So like all your Zora weapons are that element. So I'm guessing you're talking about the Zora armor set.
I think so. Probably. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That must be it. Yeah. Because it increases like paralysis. Or it increases like these elemental effects.
Yeah.
I think, but also blast. Okay, that's a bummer, because I was hoping that would be... This is stuff that I, like, had known at one time. I remember specifically Blast, and I was pretty sure it wasn't, but I was like, okay, how can I find this out?
Some of this stuff
came
about...
And it's really
about...
difficult to find out when you are searching that kind
of
thing.
Yeah, some of this stuff came about after you stopped playing, too. Like, I think that thing specifically started in 3 Ultimate, right? Where they started...
Yep.
And so that was, like, I think after you stopped.
Well,
anyway,
but 4,
so like,
we worked on 4, and we were...
but we didn't play 4 the way we did... Like, we got into 3, like, pretty hardcore,
no, but
right?
Dude, I was fucking editing those, like... weapon effect things. Those things were so like one wrong word and you're completely fucked.
Yeah.
Like one wrong word, you're like, oh, explosion is the same as blast, I'll just put explosion. You're like, nope, you just fucking ruined it. Like that was something that I was deadly you know, like acutely aware of. But now even more so, like, yeah, I mean, this game could really use the what was the Supergiant Games most recent
Pyre
system where you like highlight a word and it like looks up the glossary of what that word is?
Right, right.
So bad. Please put that into I mean that glossary exists too somewhere. I mean there must be some way, shape or form to take advantage of it. But I mean, we're still all playing the shit out of Monster Hunter World, right?
Oh, yeah.
Super loving it. I'm still only HR12, though, because I just can't get excited to do story quests or anything solo because of the fucked up, idiotic system
that they put in. I'm used to it. I'm not making excuses for it, but like I've been playing with people the last week, basically helping them get up to my level or me getting to their level, and like it's at its worst in the beginning. Like at this point now, it's not hard. Either you can get in because you're up to my level in story or not, but like starting a quest and joining it, I don't know if they patched
it
to make it easier, but it's not. I haven't had any trouble in the last basically 3 or 4
basically
days.
What happens is I'm online all the time with other people who are playing it, but we're not playing together because that person already started a quest. Oh, okay, well, I have to wait for your cutscene to end. I'm going to start a thing, and then oh, you finished. Oh, I'm just going to finish this quick thing. Oh, okay, well, I'm going to do this next thing. Like that happens all the time. It's terrible. It's unforgivable. They need to be taken to task for it and fixed this. And it's patchable. That's very fixable easily. There's a lot of different systems they could do. They could vote on skipping the cutscene, or you know, make everybody see the cutscene, or they could do a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. I don't buy the any of the arguments against it. It's just really bad. It needs to change. But the end effect is, you know, also who goes to the social environment in the town? You know, does anybody go there?
You're talking about the Gathering Hub?
The Gathering Hub.
No, it's no. What's the point? Like, there's no point.
Right?
It's not the only place you can access arena quests from. And that's
well, that's true. I did go there for arena quests, but that's it. That's the only reason.
I hope it's not another reason. I wish they would patch in that you can see other people running
around
your
nice.
Town.
Yeah.
You know, like, it just feels so lonely, even though half the time I'm talking in a party with three or four or eight other people, and almost nobody's playing together, which sucks. But I end up playing SOSs a lot.
SOSs are easy to jump in.
It's immediate, instant gratification.
It doesn't matter. You do it, and it's over.
Fast.
I fire SOS on almost every quest now, just because it's more fun to have more people in, and it's easier to get quests done.
And are you getting a lot of people, a lot of answers?
Almost instantly,
right?
Yeah, almost instantly.
So I've not been able to find people doing high rank Diablos for some reason.
Oh, we just did that last night. We were playing for John Davis and like basically.
Right, I saw him say he needed that. I need that exact same thing too. I can almost never find most other stuff almost immediately. Even if you hit search and nothing comes up, literally wait 5 seconds and hit it again. Mm. Like something will come up. And then a lot of times I think it fills up quickly, so you kind of have to say yes quickly. But
Graham and I were talking about this, but I don't think this is the case, but for some enemies it might be, but like. Some battles, it's almost easier to solo because, like, having other players becomes, like, a liability.
Sure. Because they get harder, the monsters get harder.
And a lot of people just don't know what they're doing, unfortunately.
That happens, too.
After I, like, did all the single-player content, I was like, I might as well cap off my experience with the game by getting a rank 8 weapon, like a top-rank weapon.
Right.
And I needed one Nergigante gem to take my Nergigante weapon from 7 to 8. So 17 Nier Gigantes later.
Are you serious?
17?
And after doing like 5
holy
in a group,
shit.
He's got this dive bomb move that's basically an instant kill.
There's a hilarious, amazing video on YouTube that everybody should... It's based on the beta. Have you guys seen this at all?
No.
Okay, it's got like a million views or something. It's a cartoon, basically, but it's purely about that move.
About the dive bomb.
Well, actually, it's about Nier Gigante in general, but it's about that move, and it's humorous. It's really funny, but then at the end it actually says, literally, okay, guys, here's how to do it,
like,
and avoid it.
He's up in the air for a while, and then he just dives straight at you. And if it hits you, it'll probably kill you.
Right.
So you're in a group of 4 people, 3 feints is a death. He goes into the air. Just get out of dodge, guys. Like, I'm standing all the way over the hill somewhere.
Yeah, the hitbox.
Guys are just, like, running on top of each other. Like, what do?
Benny Hill in
and
circles.
And then Nier Gigante kills all 3 of them at once. Jesus Christ.
Apparently, the hitbox is, like... Even like straight above him, kill you.
He goes straight down and then goes forward. So because
people are like, "Oh, I'm gonna sit underneath him. I'll be safe." And nope, and it kills you even though he's not even close.
Yeah,
so, I know all this even though I've never fought him just from watching
so
that
after
video.
Doing that a few times, I was like, "I'm just gonna do this solo," and I had a much easier time against.
Interesting.
Him. Like,
that's
him faster,
depressing.
Well, that's that's from playing with randoms, though. I mean, to be fair, if you're playing on a party chat with your friends, you can all communicate and you can avoid that situation.
And
but you're not communicating with randoms, obviously.
On the other hand, I'll do SOSs and I'll be like, oh, this guy's like HR34 for some reason. He's doing this thing that I need. Okay, I think he's probably going to be okay at this by now. So, like, you can use that as well as kind of like a filter. So what did you think without... spoiling Graham, since has anybody else what HR did you end up as?
I like 38.
Okay,
30s.
I'm at 13.
John and Roy.
I'm not sure. I beat Anjanath, high rank Anjanath, whatever.
So
that would make me
probably 11 or 12. You're 12 now, I think.
Okay.
Sounds about right.
What about
I
had
like 4? Yeah, I just
okay,
started.
So you just started. Have you played Monster Hunter before?
Yeah.
Were you into it?
I played 4 and I played Generations.
Okay. All right. So you kind of. Are already kind of, we're kind of into it.
Yeah, but Monster Hunter World has taken out a lot of the things I didn't like.
Yep.
You know,
a lot of the quality of life.
Yeah, it's made it easier to love.
Mm-hmm. Roy, what are your thoughts since 2 weeks ago when we last talked about it?
I mean, I still
as the expert on the subject.
All I know is every time I put on a weapon and go in the training area, I'm like, this weapon is awesome. I want to use this weapon.
Yeah.
And then I end up like making one, and then I'm like, well, now I need it in every element. So it's like,
yeah.
I just can't stop making weapons because they all feel so good.
Yeah.
Like, everyone is awesome.
What's your flavor of the day, then? What's your most recent?
So there's this YouTuber who made a good video explaining the bow. Like, it's a really in-depth tutorial.
The bow seems really good. Maybe a little OP?
I don't know about OP, like...
people are talking about that rock fall move or something, that it's...
Well, there's this one move called, like, Dragon Piercer, where you just fire one really powerful arrow.
Yeah.
And it does a lot of damage. There's, like, a really dramatic animation as you scrape an arrow across the ground and then, like, pull it back.
Awesome.
And, yeah, it's really cool, but it's like kind of like pierce ammo for your bow gun, so it goes through the monster, so if you aim it
you
right...
You want to line them up, like, mouth to anus,
there you
basically.
Go. Exactly.
That's part of the fun of heavy bowgun too. I've been finding I'll get more into that later. But yeah, okay. So it's like pierce ammo.
Yeah.
But it does big damage.
Right.
Okay.
Although like
proc or does it do you have to like make ammo and bring it into the do you know what I mean? Do you use it and then it's just a matter of time until it comes back?
So
or?
That's part of why the bow is interesting to me because they changed it a lot. It used to be that. Every bow inherently has a different arrow type. So you have like a bow that only shoots pierce arrows,
right?
A bow that only shoots rapid arrows, etc.
Yeah.
But now all bows can shoot all arrows. It's
right.
just dependent on what buttons you're pressing. Mm-hmm. So
that's interesting. All bows can shoot all arrows. So that's even different from the bow guns.
Yeah.
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 That's something I didn't know or maybe didn't remember that. Oh, certain bow guns can only shoot certain kinds of ammo.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
And it's not just like. Oh, this isn't high enough level yet to shoot this kind of ammo. It's like, as it evolves, it takes away this kind of ammo, and now I can shoot this kind of ammo. Like, it's really... Yeah, I mean, it goes towards the depth of that whole thing. But was it you who was... I think it was you who was advising me that the... what's his name?
Toby Kadachi?
Yeah, the Toby
Toby Kadachi, he's got really good, like, weapons all around, practically.
Interesting, yeah. So
especially,
I've been going into that heavy bow gun, and it has been really good. It has, like, the sticky ammo, too, which sticky ammo is amazing.
Right. Slicing ammo.
Slicing ammo is also
really...
awesome. Mm-hmm. What's the problem? I see friend of the show, Adam Gaijin Hunter, talking about the problem with... slicing ammo?
So I don't think that a lot of bowgunners know this, but slicing ammo, what it does is it lodges into the enemy, and then after a moment, it shoots out all these little blades everywhere.
Yes.
Which hits the monster multiple times for, like, small amounts of cutting damage.
But it can hit your comrades and knock them out of their animations.
Exactly.
As well.
Okay. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's, like, rapidly fire hitting you, so it can be dangerous to be caught in that if, like...
Sure.
You would otherwise be trying to avoid an attack or something.
Right, I see, I see. So I don't think... I think that's a good thing. I think that's part of the finesse of that weapon, then, is, like, that's such a awesome thing to be able to pinpoint where you're shooting, like, for trying to slice off a tail and stuff like that. Just stay away from the tail while the... If you have a good bow gunner, you should be able to target that.
That's a good sign of whether or not a player is good, is if they're mindful of the other people.
Right. No, absolutely.
Like, for example, like, people who do dual blades and go into, like, that frenzied mode, like, I'll be standing, like, we'll have a guy knocked down, I'm at his tail, trying to chop off, then he just runs up right next to me and starts going wild on it, and I can't move. He just keeps knocking me.
The tails take so long to carve, too.
Yeah, but it's just, like, if a person is mindful of, like, what impact their own attacks have on other players, I'm like, okay, they're thinking, at least.
Well, and some people are apparently doing it intentionally now, too, right? Like, the carving at the end. Online,
who are griefing,
they're kicking the other players so they can't get their carves.
That's so shitty. Yeah. If you do that, you're an asshole, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Stop listening to this fucking podcast.
Yeah, you're not allowed.
Asshole. What else? Other thoughts? I feel like I could. I feel like I haven't even scratched the surface. I'm at like 45 hours or something like that. I feel like I've not even scratched the surface of. Like, the second weapon in the game. Like, it's amazing to me the amount of time that you can sink into this game, you know? And, like, and not going forward in the story, that is something that kind of frustrates me. I do wish that the game... This is something Destiny struggled with and I think got better at. But, like, you should be able to play the game the way that you want to play it. And if you keep being challenged but also keep progressing. But there's definitely, like, my advice to new players... constantly, like, just steam through the single player, like, through this quote-unquote story mission.
You need to do that, too, because you're right before, I feel, where the game opens up a lot. Like, I just got past you yesterday, and I'm so glad I did. I was, like, I was going to bed, and I got out of my party and everything, and then I was like, let me just do one more, and I did one more, and, like...
I hate doing the missions alone, though.
I unlocked, like, several monsters and a new area, like, all in, like... Like, one quest. Like, you're really close to it getting, like, even better.
Yeah, I want that... I really just want to always be playing with other people now, even though I...
But I did my last few story quests with other people. Like, it's not hard. I mean, you just... The thing is, find somebody who's higher ranked than you, because they've already done the story, and then they can just jump in with you. It's not that they make it easier, it's that...
Everybody looks at Graham. Looking at you.
It's that they don't have to wait, you don't have to worry about them having not seen the cutscenes yet, or because they're already past you, it's easier. And then just let them in.
Well, but
then,
they still, they do still have to wait, though, right? They still have to wait.
Well, the last few that I had didn't have any cutscenes, so they were just able to go right in from the beginning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
So...
Any other thoughts about Monster?
I want to go play it right now. I'm thinking about it every day.
I've been breaking some of my, like, conventions I've established. Like, normally making a mixed armor set was like, no, you don't do that.
Right.
Unless you're, like, really thinking it out and making it so that you're able to use the armor skills to your advantage, which would be hard to do.
Yeah.
But now it's like, it's so easy to do that. Like, you can combine just a couple pieces from, like, two different armor sets and end up with kind of the best of both worlds.
Well, I didn't realize either until recently that you don't need to get the set bonus. You don't necessarily need all of the set of that thing of armor.
Yeah, it's just like two or three next to it.
Right? Sometimes it's more or less than others, or sometimes if you have more, it will give you a better skill or the better version of that skill, which is genius to me. Like, I thought that was, like, a really cool idea.
It almost seems like they flipped it around now, where to get the full set is purely for aesthetic purposes. Like, you're going to look cool, but you may not actually benefit from it as much as if you actually know how to mix and match your gear, which is pretty cool.
Right. Yeah. What other... Are you breaking any of your other... New rules?
No, I'm still, like...
New rules? Roy's new rules?
I'm still, like, going hard on the farm, man. My farmers are always doing something. Usually honey.
So...
Like, that's a good PSA.
How many things are you able to cultivate at once?
Just two.
Okay, how do you get that second one?
I don't know.
God damn it. Damn it, it's driving me crazy. I never used to care about that farm at all. I mean, I did. I would just go there and just rake in tons of shit. But I there was always enough of everything that they could provide... that I didn't really care about it, but now I'm like...
But what all are you trying to get? I mean...
Dude, when you are a heavy gunner, there is a lot of shit you're like, okay, I really need like the stuff that makes Wyvern ammo. I forget. Mm. Is that
I don't know.
There's like parashrooms. There's like certain bugs and stuff that's just like, I don't want to run around just grabbing that shit constantly. Like, it's really, really super useful. And I'm like sweating which fertilizers I'm using and all that stuff for the first time, which is, I think, part of why I'm really enjoying.
Do you do your the optional quests?
I've not been. I've literally just been doing really SOSs. But then again, when I answer SOSs, I'm answering them of different types. I'm answering arena missions and optional
and quests are good for getting lots of random stuff.
And you're probably strong enough now that you could stall them really quickly.
Oh, really?
But if you look at the description, some of them say, like, there's like an asterisk and it says, "Will unlock like an ingredient at the canteen," or "Will unlock like a blank." And there's probably one that says, "Will unlock an additional like farming."
I upgraded my canteen last night, and now all of a sudden I'm getting like double the amount of health and stamina per fight. It's really helpful.
What are your bonuses? Like, what are your numbers? Do you
50,
remember?
50, 50.
Yeah, 20 on your Palico.
Yeah.
I have that too. That is awesome. That is huge.
That was awesome. And
is that the chef's special, or is that the something else? That
well, it's different every time. But I mean,
the chef's special.
I always do that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do
different ones depending on. I go for like, because if it's someone who's really strong, I'll go for defense. If it's someone who's got a lot of elemental attacks.
You getting the 50-50-20 on multiple different...
Yeah, it's random. Maybe it's always the same on that one, but the numbers change every quest.
The weird thing is, I don't know, maybe it's because I'm always doing SOSs or something, it's the same for me every time. I remember it always being different, too. Always Chef Special for me is 50-50-20.
Are you using vouchers or something?
No. I'm paying for it. No, I'm not even paying for the vouchers. I'm paying for the points.
I don't know. It's been random for me, but I mean, that's fun. That's part of the fun.
That's
is like
weird. I was wondering what was up with that.
Also, I look for feline skills to like, for depending on what I'm doing, if I want to like,
yeah, see, I'm not playing solo or with the second player, so I don't even give a shit about that shit.
With this, you mean you're not playing with your cat?
Yeah, because I'm playing with more than two people.
Those feline skills affect you. They're just called feline skills because felines make the food. It's kind of confusing.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Right, yeah, because that's true. Yeah, because I do them for the...
Thought that was just for your cat.
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool. That's good to know. Shit.
I was going to say something else, but I forgot now. But yeah, like, I'm super enjoying it. Playing multiplayer, like, to me, still is far superior to playing solo. I know people keep saying it's easier to play solo and stuff, but I just highly recommend playing
losers.
With four people.
I like solo.
Lonely, it's terrible just... losers.
I have
so
more
sad.
Like, to me,
you know the monster.
Yeah, exactly.
More intimate experience.
It is different, and also, yeah, when you're four people just like, kicking the shit out of a monster and it doesn't even have time to like roll over, it's like
that's
kind
great.
Of a joke. It is in a way, but also on the other hand, it's like a lot of the enjoyment that you do get out of the game is like, oh shit, okay, here it's gonna charge at me, I'm gonna roll out of the way, now I know it's gonna
for like my first time fighting each monster, at least I want to like feel like I beat it fair and square.
Interesting.
After that, okay, whatever, I'll open the floodgates to people that are like a higher rank. I've proved that I had what it takes to beat this thing.
I think
like, I outsmarted
it. And I think that's why people keep getting like dive bombed by Nergigante. Like, they always approach him as a group. They've never fought him one-on-one. They don't actually know what he does.
Yeah, that's true.
Just like,
and I guess that would be, I think, a better argument for them trying to make people do monsters their first time solo. I mean, I still think you got to let people play the game how they want to play the game. You should make the game, you know, more even when you do play it with four people, then you have to sweat that stuff. But, but that would be a more, I think, plausible reason to kind of argue that, because I definitely do see that. I mean, it's a totally different game. I mean, sometimes you're just rushing to the next place because you're like, shit, they're going to kill it before I get there, you know, instead of like, oh, they need me, you know, my skills and my, you know, my gunning, my recovery ammo or whatever.
I have to say, it's really great, though. Well, this doesn't just apply to multiplayer. This is either way, but I guess it's even better with multiplayer. It's amazing. You really actually, for the first time, I feel, can see the difference that the hardware is making, because, like, there are some quests where, like, three big monsters are in the same area, and, like, 10 to 15 small monsters, and, like, shit is just going nuts all over the place, and it's awesome. And some of them are fighting each other, some of them are after you, and I'm like, it's just... it's chaos, and then when you have four people in the mix, it's just even more like just nonstop.
Those times are like super crazy. It's just like, oh, I'm just gonna go fucking hide behind this rock for a while and just like let this pass because there's it's too fucking crazy.
Well,
right
in
now.
High rank, like Beetlejuice, whatever his name is, like flies in and like this the monster who has like thing, who just like will come in and he's terrifying looking and he's super strong and like you'll be in a tough fight with two other big monsters already, and then this guy will just come in and like wreck shit up, and it's just it's so great, it's thrilling, I love it.
We should talk about other games while we can. What else we got? What other else people been playing? Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Yeah, I picked that up.
That's also came out same day as Monster Hunter. Also selling very well.
A little bit later.
Same day in America.
Same day. Okay, yeah, no, it came out February 1st in Japan, so it was a little bit later.
Nice try, Graham.
They were smart.
Same day. Day and date.
In Japan, they knew, like, do not come out the same day as Monster Hunter. That is, like, not smart. So
what do you think?
It's fun so far. I mean, I just picked it up the other day, so I haven't really gotten super deep into it. So mostly it's just been, you know, picking my guys, hanging out in training mode, learning some combos.
You were not at Evo Japan.
No, I was not. We had a...
What the fuck?
So I got the days wrong. I thought it was Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Yeah.
It must be Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
So?
And my pool for Street Fighter V was right when we had a meeting.
Oh, you... Yeah, God damn it.
But it's okay, because, I mean, I also don't...
Next year, Graham.
Actually, I'm going to be going... I decided to go to KVO instead. There's also, like, a big... It happens every year in Osaka.
Okay.
And they're actually playing games that I care about.
Yeah.
And so it'll also be the very first big tournament in Japan for Dragon Ball FighterZ.
When is
nice.
That?
That's going to be early May in...
I want the podcast, I want the listeners to sponsor you. I want you to be wearing that, like, douchey
cape.
Esports, like, kind of shiny... You know,
bottle of 8-4 juice
with 8-4 written on it, and like all kinds of other like nicknames and just like
one of my
shit that we put on there just to fuck with you.
I love this story about Graham, but whenever he goes to any of these fighting games, like people always have handles that they are referred
fighting
to. Right?
Tournaments,
yeah. And they always have very dramatic handles, like you know, like 420
or infiltration.
Yeah, sure.
Or
thanks. I
420. 420. Yeah, doesn't sound like Japan.
No, I'm just Graham Howard. I just roll with my name. So you know when they call me, it's like Graham. I'm like, oh, present.
Yeah, I think it's like a Geese Howard reference.
So
or something.
Graham.
Yeah. You know, I've been talking to my friends, and we're thinking about heading down there for that. They're also going to have Under Night In Birth, which I'm really into.
Nice.
It's, you know, fun to be able to play that with people.
Under Night In Birth.
Under Night In Birth is a fighting game.
Kind of a hardcore indie fighting game.
Well, man, it's a doujin game technically. It's by French Bread, the people that made Melty Blood.
Oh, okay.
Awesome game. But it doesn't have a very big scene.
How long?
But
it's
got like street cred though, right? Like people.
It's
PC only.
No, it's on PS4.
Really? When did it come out?
A while back.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Sega John's into it too.
Yes, Sega John's into it.
Oh, is that game you guys were playing for a little bit there? Yeah. Who was better? You were Sega John.
Me, I kicked his ass.
All right. How are you doing in Dragon Ball FighterZ? Are you kicking ass?
I haven't actually played it online yet.
Really?
The first, I'm going to say 5 hours of any fighting game with me, it's just like I'm in training mode, I'm learning how to play.
Okay, sure.
So, I mean, one thing I've just loved so far is that they captured the feel of it, the aesthetic so well. Like
of the cartoon.
Yeah, the arc system works is really good at that, like we saw it in Guilty Gear. There's so much personality in these characters that even in Dragon Ball didn't get a lot of love. Like, I really like Gotenks.
I'm going to have to explain who that is. As you would a child.
Goku's son, Goten, and Vegeta's son, Trunks.
Again, green or blue or has antenna or not. Or I mean this in, like,
small,
layman's terms.
Child with long blonde hair.
Okay.
But he's a fusion of two characters. Even in the show, he was, like, kind of useless. He never really did anything.
Yeah.
But they keep putting him in games for some reason.
Okay.
And he has so much personality. Like, even his walking animation, he's got such swagger.
Nice.
And, like, they've got some characters in them that really don't deserve it, like Tenshin.
Swag.
And Yamcha. Like, characters that shouldn't
Love
have
Yamcha.
The limelight have it. And I'm really enjoying just, like, seeing what they've done with them.
So who's your character right now?
So far, I really want Tenshin, Han, and Gotenks on my team. I'm still thinking about my third. But
oh, right, because you have three characters.
Yeah, three characters, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, no, just from like doing the combo challenges and stuff, the game seems like it has a lot of flexibility. I'm loving seeing other people play it so far. But I just picked it up yesterday, so I haven't been doing any of the online stuff yet.
Real quick, speaking of Evo, I think we would talk more about this normally in the news, but like, did you watch much of Evo Japan?
Street Fighter V I watched, yeah.
What was like the takeaway of the event overall in general? Like, how did it go? I've seen a lot of things with people asking like, hey, yeah, give us your feedback and whatever. And I didn't know if that was like, oh, wow, it sounds like there was a lot of bad stuff being said online, or if that was just honestly like, oh, yeah, it's the first year of something.
It's the first year of something. It just seemed like the venue was packed. Like,
that's what
was always worried that like Sunshine in Ikebukuro was not going to be big enough.
Right. It was free, right?
It was free, yeah.
Which is kind of nuts.
Well, I mean,
to
that's
me,
because Japan has its gambling laws,
right,
prevent it from being a pot. You can't have a pot, so they could only have games that had sponsors.
Right.
So Capcom would like throw in money for the pot for Street Fighter and whatnot.
Right.
And there were no prizes for ARMS or Super Smash Brothers because Nintendo doesn't care about you.
Wow. We'll see. They take a while to get come around.
Yeah, no, registration was free.
Yeah.
And also, it was in like metropolitan Tokyo, like you're in Ikebukuro and you're in Sunshine.
Yeah.
Don't have a lot of space to begin with.
Right.
My feedback, as someone who wasn't there,
which is the best kind of feedback. We specialize that on the show. from somebody who didn't play the game, and event feedback from somebody who wasn't there.
I wasn't interested in any of those.
Yeah.
But there were some side tournaments I wanted to play in, like Street Fighter 4. And those all had registration caps that filled up immediately. Like, if you weren't one of the first 128, you can't play.
Oh, that's small, too. Yeah.
Like, super small.
Yeah.
And
right.
also, Undernight wasn't there. Like, what the fuck am I going to do?
Well, what the fuck, man? okay, that's interesting. So, bigger venue.
Get a bigger venue, yeah.
Maybe the law, well, what's, something is changing with the Japanese laws where certain people are being, like, tapped on the shoulder and it's like, okay, you can be an esports professional.
There's, like, a
you
can founded, be an esports lobbyist who's trying to get the rules changed.
It's, so what's the abbreviation for it? It's like Jesus or something. It's like, it's really close to something else. I can't remember what it is, but,
I can't recall.
All right.
Yeah, somebody is trying to work on making it so that you can have an actual esports scene here, and that there can be money involved.
Well, that's
right
good.
Now,
well, that's the only way there's ever going to be an esports scene. But back to Dragon Ball FighterZ. That's actually going to be an Evo proper.
Yes.
This summer.
They announced the lineup already. Yeah.
And not Marvel.
Rest in peace, Marvel. Yeah.
No Marvel.
No Marvel.
Which like
it's
somebody
like the
else.
First time in like 17 years or something, 17 or 18.
Wow.
Years. Yeah. Because even when the game was dead for a long time, like between Marvel 2 and 3,
they would do
they
2.
They still had Marvel.
Yeah.
I mean, Marvel 2 was still there.
Right.
But the reaction to Marvel Infinite has been so bad. Well, actually, Markman put out a tweet earlier today where he's like,
friend of the show,
that we know that a lot of people love it, and Capcom was also on board.
Yeah.
So he's basically like saying, without actually saying, that Marvel wouldn't let them do it.
Really?
Because with
why the
Evo
fuck would Marvel?
Being as big as it is, they need broadcast. So they have to talk to everybody they want to put
games
in for.
Sure.
And Markman's like, we know the fans want it, and Capcom was cool.
That's fucked up, man. That game needs it. That game needs it so bad. Like, I saw somebody tweeting, like, number of players on Steam was literally zero at one point.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because, like, they also have a game that's not even out yet on the list, Blaze Blue Cross Battle. Like, the best games that are not even released yet.
Cross Tag Battle.
Cross Tag Battle, that's the one. That's not even out yet. They're going to put that in there.
Yeah.
Obviously, you would have a bigger draw than some of the games with lower registration numbers on that list, but, like, what can you do?
Interesting.
Plus, Dragon Ball is, like, it is Marvel, so...
It was late this year too, August 3rd through 5th.
Yeah.
So I guess
that is pretty late.
Are
they
pushing it? That's kind of weird because now it's like
closer to Evo Japan.
Eggs, right? Yeah. If Evo Japan, it's not even spacing it 6 months apart. Like July, keeping it July 4th around there. But I guess
that weekend must be hell for them just getting a venue though.
Yeah. Well, that was probably part of it.
Yeah,
I guess.
Locking it down in Las Vegas in early July was probably hard. It makes more sense for them to move it.
All right. Well, let's get back out of news. So we'll check in maybe next time on Dragon Ball FighterZ when you've had more time to play online. Celeste. Some people have been playing Celeste
Hell
on the Switch.
Yeah.
Hell yes.
Dermot, you finished it, right?
I did. I rolled the credits, so there's a lot more to play. The game kind of continues.
Spoilers.
That's
End game. Celeste end game strats.
Yeah, that's credits.
Have you played it all, Mark?
No. I actually, did this game get a 10 from IGN?
It got
IGN?
A few 10s. Yeah.
Yeah, I did notice some of the talks on the review scores friend of the show, Mr. Nick Suttner. I think did some writing for it.
Yeah.
So I am very interested to hear more. But what is it? Explain from the start. Take it from the top.
So Celeste is a platformer first and foremost, but it weaves
for Switch, PS4, PC,
and Xbox One. I think.
Oh wow. Okay. So it came out.
It's kind of it's all over the place.
I got it on Switch.
Yeah, I got it on Switch as well. It's really really nice on Switch. Though the Joy-Con. Rumble feedback is a little much sometimes.
Mm. Can you disable it?
Yeah, totally.
There you go.
Problem solved.
Yep.
Just letting people know if they're not playing, like, you know, docked.
Mm. Quit bitching about things, Dermot. Jesus Christ. Get to the 10 part of the game.
I think Celeste succeeds because mechanically it's super, super sound. Like, it feels good to do just about everything. And
what are you doing besides grabbing strawberries?
Okay, well, we will get there.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, you have like a wave dash midair that you can do pretty much in any direction.
Okay.
Once.
So once before you land again, and then it recharges.
It's like, so it's like a, but it's like a Meat Boy setup, right? Where there's like spikes and death everywhere.
Yeah, so it is very, very difficult, yeah. And you restart right away. So like a typical level for me took about an hour, and I would die somewhere between like 200 to 400 times.
What?
Yeah.
Like from the start of the game?
From, you? Yeah. The, I mean, the first level was like...
Up. It takes a little bit to ramp up. Yeah, but exactly. Like, pretty quickly, it's like, okay,
holy
super
moly.
Hardcore.
Okay, wow.
In a good way.
Yeah, like, it's rewarding enough where you know exactly what you've done wrong that you want to keep going. Mm-hmm. I never felt like I was being oppressed by the game.
Just the idea of eating that digital strawberry was so delicious to you that you felt like that... How many hours was worth it for every stage?
I mean, it's just an hour a stage, and there's about 8 stages, so it's about 8 hours to roll credits.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm sorry. I was thinking of stage in kind of like the Meat Boy sense, where it's like one stage is one screen.
Oh, no, so it's...
But like, it's, no, like God, what the fuck are we talking about? You're insane. Like, is it not set up that same way where it's like a single screen and you have to get through that one? And
it is, but then there's another screen.
So how many of those screens would you say on average?
Well, it's interesting because it's set up almost like a Metroidvania in that you can, there's like a ton of different paths you can go and secrets a la like Super Mario 3 with like other hidden strawberries.
You're just like naming random amazing games now, you know, right? You're not even just like, oh, there's secrets like Super Mario Bros. 3 and there's strawberries like... I don't know what a fucking amazing game with strawberries is.
I mean, the one thing is just, like, collecting strawberries is just, like, bragging rights. And they tell you that up front. They don't unlock anything.
Oh, that's like a... Really?
Yeah.
Not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, I don't know what, I don't know how I feel about that.
But
I
mean, it is, like having you see extra... it, though, and you're like, I could just get past this level, or I could get past this level having gotten that thing and feel better about myself.
How do you brag about it? Is there a strawberry counter?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it, so it counts up at yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But there are other things to collect as well that actually do things. So, I mean, I'm not gonna say what those are, but
yeah, it's just secret fruit.
Yeah, I absolutely recommend everybody plays it.
It's pretty hardcore. So you have your dash. Like, imagine 2D side scroller, very specific. You know, platforms all over the place, spikes all over the place, lots of ways to die. And you have your dash thing, which you can do in any of, I think, 8 directions, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's, or 1, 2, yeah, 8 direction dash. You also grab walls and climb them, which is with the R2 button on the Switch anyway.
Right.
And then there are things in the environment that let you reset that. So you, like Dermot was saying, like you'll do your dash and then that's it. You can't dash again until you're on the ground. So you have to like think about how to get through the level, because if you do your dash once, you might not be able to get to that platform down in the bottom right or whatever.
Mm.
But there are things in the levels where if you can get to that thing and touch it, you can kind of reset your dash in midair. So there's like, it's almost like comboing together like strings of like hardcore play stuff. It's really good, and for people like us, I think everybody at this table, well, I don't know about you, Roy, because I don't know how hardcore you are about hardcore games, old school games.
I know
you
don't.
Well, Roy doesn't like 2D games. So.
Well, I like 2D games. I don't like games
like
for
2D
you.
Games. This is new information.
Old school 2D games, right? You're not like big into like old games. Like every time we bring out like the Famicom, you're like,
Yeah, I'm like, Roy. I just keep dying over and over. This isn't fun. But
I see
the one thing that interested me about this game is apparently there's a narrative going on as that is more than you would expect from a platformer.
It is.
Let's talk about that.
It's delivered in a pretty interesting way, where like you'll get pieces of the narrative, sometimes mid-level, always before, and then like occasionally at the end, and it evolves differently throughout the course of the game. So like, it's not formulaic in the way that it's delivered. Like, the game takes on different forms in different levels, and I don't want to say more to spoil it, but like, it evokes different genres of games, which is pretty interesting.
In the story,
More in like the delivery of the mechanics and how you access the story.
Interesting.
Can you say like what
Speaking
the story
riddles.
Generally is? Like, you're a girl, right?
Yeah, you're a girl,
and you're
climbing
something?
A mountain, right?
Yeah, you go to climb a mountain, and it's not immediately clear why, but it becomes clear, and that's kind of the crux of the story. It's existential.
Okay. Okay.
Very deep. If you like hardcore games, like most of us anyway, I think it's like, it's really interesting. Like, it's like basically it's challenging and it's punishing, and we people like us can play it, but like, you know, people like your mom or whatever are not going to be able to just come in and just play this game easily. It's like actually pretty challenging.
What are you saying about my mom?
I said your mom's not as hardcore.
What if so? It makes it sound like a lot about like Meat Boy is from what this discussion is what I'm getting from it, and that's kind of what it looked like to me.
Yeah, it's not as as punishing as Meat Boy. You know what? It's funny, but like because Meat Boy is so bloody and like full of death, that makes it almost in my memory feel more punishing than maybe it was. But so maybe it is similar. I don't know, but like I don't see it as bad as that. But I see it as
bad,
like
meaning difficult.
As challenging. Yeah, as difficult. But I see it as like a game that like definitely expects the people who are playing it to have previous skills playing, you know, platformers, which nowadays not everybody does, you know.
Sure.
With that said, though, like, there's, like, a frantic feeling to Meat Boy because of the visuals and also, like, the music and just the environments, like, all the, you know, the saws and all the blood. In Celeste, it's much more, like, ethereal almost.
Yeah, it's dreamy.
Yeah, the soundtrack is awesome. And the, you know, the sprite work is great. So I feel like even though you keep dying, you can kind of just chill and take your time and enjoy it a little more.
Mm. Yeah, in that sense, it's definitely different from Meat Boy.
Yeah.
Well, Meat Boy also, just as an example of one thing you said, I'm assuming, like, Meat Boy, you slid on walls, right? You could hang, but you would be sliding, so it was not like a, you couldn't just sit there indefinitely, but it sounds like that's at least something.
That's another thing, too, is, like, if you have someone in your family who is the kind of person who, like, moved their hands with the controller while they were playing, they're never going to be able to play this game, because, like, you have to, like, it's hard to manage all the buttons, like, jumping with the dashing, and then, like, you know, grabbing the wall with the R button and climbing and doing all this other stuff. It requires coordination.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a very good teacher, though. Like, the level design is really, really good about
it. It does ramp up properly and teach you how to play, but it's hard.
Well, I think there's other stuff to talk about. We'll have to wait until next time. Some people are playing Night in the Woods Switch. We've talked about that game before. But
game is great.
Shadow of the Colossus, the remake, even though that's not in part of the title. We'll talk about that, I think, next episode. Since it just came out as we're recording this. Roy, you have some new Final Fantasy cell phone game we'll talk about. but we want to leave time because when we come back, we've got some news. So stick around and we'll be right back. And we are back with the new segment. Oh, see what I did there?
Oh, no. Not ready.
Reader, what does it mean? Mail, email, messages, tweets, and stuff.
People don't read our podcast.
TBD, what it's called. Go, Dermot, with the intro song to this new segment.
It's question time. Bring your questions.
Okay. All right. We'll work on it. Yeah. Okay. Question time. Good range. At least you got to... You summed it up nicely.
Thank you. Put some fiddle behind that.
So, send your questions to, I don't know.
Our Twitter, please.
Yes, the Twitter account.
84play.
Please, don't put it anywhere else where we will see it.
We make one exception. We did pop this in the Resetter thread, our official podcast thread, and asked there as well. So.
Okay, our friends there as well. All right, so also I'm worried about the legacy. We can't have... You know, all of our hosts on this podcast, the same way that we don't have all the potential hosts of this podcast take airplane travel at the same time, just in case something happens. We need to make plans now that JJ is gone, that our backup host is gone. And so over the forthcoming weeks, I think you guys are going to have to step up in a lot of different ways. I'm looking over at you too, your Graham.
I don't have to do anything.
just be ready for that. We have to make way for the next generation.
We'll have tryouts.
Yeah. You know, if something bad should happen, you know, I'm not, you know, young anymore. Something terrible could happen, like
Mark. We need to take a
trip to Hawaii, for example, to 10 days or something like that. That could happen. At the
Mark,
end of
we need
this
we
month.
Need to take different planes to GDC just to lessen the odds.
That's right.
Of the podcast.
Right. No, exactly. So, with that in mind, Dermot, despite you not knowing anything about the Devil Went Down to Georgia, you get the honors this week to launch our inaugural TBD name. We're going to call it Questions from Listeners for now. I don't think anyone's ever done this before on any other podcast. So,
including
you know,
us, possibly.
We're working out the kinks here, people. It's, yes, but let's see how this goes. Go for it.
Yeah, so I'm going to kick it off with Eric French, who asked if we can get a McDonald's update from Timely Howard.
Next question.
There was an exciting
next question.
I do want to address that real quick. I don't feel like you. That's a safe topic anymore. I always had Justin in my corner. No, I don't have
No, go ahead. Just
I'm always making
it worse by stretching it out. Go.
No.
You have to feel like
there is somebody out there who wants that. I will prepare something for next time.
Wait, what? So what? You got nothing?
Got nothing.
There wasn't anything recently going on.
Wasn't it that double cheeseburger?
All right, let's not belabor this. This segment is off to a roaring start.
That was really good, but that's already in the past. There's a new campaign now. I haven't tried it. A guy actually got at me on Twitter, and he's like, it's not good, Graham. Don't do it. So, I don't know.
I believe him.
So you could talk about anything from the last 3 months. It doesn't need to be fucking up to the second.
You're so hostile about it.
I am, because when you're wishy-washy
Mark,
like this,
we need to create a safe space for Graham to be able to discuss
McDonald's
his burgers.
God damn it.
But no, all right. Just a listener, I hear you. I will.
All right.
We will research.
Yeah.
Better luck next episode when I really fucking quash it.
I'm kind of getting into it too, because I've actually I've been eating pretty well in this past year. I lost a lot of weight in last year. I'm like, I'm ready to dip my toe in the garbage food a little bit.
Ready to relapse?
So, yeah.
Have you met Graham?
Yeah, I think we might have to go together for lunch.
All right, so
next
question. Yeah, we have Gordon Widener who asks, what's the most absurd food item you've seen in Japan, a la Lawson's slime-flavored chicken nuggets?
Slime, there was a Dragon Quest slime-flavored chicken nuggets. I wouldn't say this is more of a common thing. This is something that I remember, and I remember every time I go to the convenience store. This isn't a super crazy thing, but I remember the first time I was here and study abroad, somebody bought a what kind of seemed like an eclair filled with just overflowing with cream in it. It was like a baked good. Just overflowing with this slightly a little bit yellow cream, but you know, it looked like a nice, you know, sweet snack to have in the morning. I can't remember if it was a him or a her, but whoever it was like, holy shit, this is like margarine. This is pure butter. There's like two sticks of butter down the middle of basically a hot dog bun.
Yeah, that sounds accurate.
And I see that all the time now here still.
Sounds like bread in Japan is kind of absurd. It's an affront to God, honestly.
I agree.
There's no sourdough.
What? There's no real bread at all. Whatever.
Are you fucking kidding me? This place is amazing. You have to go to a proper bakery. Tokyo probably has more bakeries per capita in it than Paris. It's ridiculous
how many Paul's. It's all right.
Amazing local bakeries there.
You have to go to a bakery though. If you go into a grocery store or a convenience store, you're just gonna
have shelves
full of shit.
Sort of.
Here's a bunch of yakisoba on a hot dog bun.
That grosses me out.
Let's not knock that though.
Really bad.
Okay. Get to your answers. Go.
Mine's not an absurd thing. I just like how you can have cultural shock within Japan.
Mm-hmm.
If you go down to Okinawa, they got taco rice everything. You walk into a convenience store, taco rice flavored shit or taco rice bentos. I think that's fun.
That's not really the spirit of the question, Graham.
No,
that's
not absurd.
That is not in the spirit of the question.
And my answer was just bread in general. I'm with you.
All right. That was not my answer. You're not with me.
What was the original question?
It's absurd. What is the most absurd game food item? So something.
Oh,
yeah. God damn it.
Okay.
I missed that part.
So I missed the game part.
Yeah.
No, but not like in game. I think game, licensed food. Lawson.
Here's something I've already learned about this new amazing segment.
We should screen the questions first.
We need to fucking.
I was thinking that too.
Get the questions first to get good answers. Because that's a great question, listener, whoever you are. But it's just something we need to actually.
I have an answer.
Roy, save
this. Okay.
So. I went to Monster Hunter The Real event at Universal Studios Japan.
Yes.
And they had well-done steak-flavored popcorn.
Oh.
And it was good.
It tasted kind of like someone vaporized beef jerky and sprinkled it on popcorn.
That's exactly what happened.
It's not what I would probably call good.
It was somewhere in between.
It was absurd, though.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Mm. What a, weird connection for them to make of all the meat items they could have had.
Yeah.
Well, there was a pop-up cafe right around one of the Monster Hunters that had the actual
meat on a stick,
like on a bone.
I think
we talked about it on a previous podcast.
Yeah.
We'll get back to you on any other answers to that. I'm guessing one of the pop-up cafe answers would be something to that. I never went to the Parappa thing where they had a bunch of Parappa food items. Didn't go to the Resident Evil one either that had a bunch of
Went to the Dark Souls one, but I actually don't remember what food they had there. That was a while ago, but... Oh, we remember the... no, that didn't have food either. They all have the same shit, though. The Dragon Quest one has, like, stuff that looks like a slime. I'm not talking about the chicken nuggets that they had at Lawson, where you'll go and it's, like, just, like, a pile of, like, goo. It's probably, like, scrambled eggs or some shit with, like, ketchup.
It's always, like, rice in some form.
It's never good food. I want, like, a gourmet version of, like,
I know.
A game food cafe.
What about 8-Bit Cafe, the drinks at 8-Bit Cafe? There's like the drinks at Abe Cafe. Isn't there like a, there's like a Dr. Mario, which is, I think, pretty good. I don't know if they call it exactly that because of like copyright reasons, but it's like a Dr.
It's
Pepper
like
or something.
Professor Mario.
There's a Metroid one, too, that actually has like a green and red parts to it. That's not quite absurd. We're not absurd, but I'm kind of grasping for straws. Roy, you had something?
Well, I've been to, like, when I first came here, I went hard on the themed cafes.
Yes.
And John's right that a lot of them are just kind of the same level of, like, here's your thing that, like, it's just a blob and we put, like, a bit of seaweed on it that looks like your favorite character.
Right.
But the best one I ever went to was the Final Fantasy XIV cafe. Like, that one really takes it to the next level. It's like you need reservations to get in. Everything is pretty expensive and comes with like some little toy, like a little, like if you get
something to keep from it.
Yeah, I got like this one drink that was I don't remember the guy's name, the Final Fantasy dude with all the swords.
Gilgamesh.
Yeah, and he had like one of his swords like stuck into it and you get to keep it afterwards. And
you went to some other themed cafe? Was it the Parappa one or was it a Pokemon one?
I went to a Pokemon one. Yeah.
How was the food at that? I can't remember.
Pretty generic, just like, you know, you have like burgers, omurice, pasta, a pizza. Like that's like kind of your boilerplate.
I want to get the rights to like some property and do like a cafe where it's like it's like $100 per plate or something, and like you're gonna get some gourmet shit out of it and it's gonna be good and you're gonna like, maybe you get the game too, I don't know.
Just take over Ruth's Chris for like a weekend and make it Monster Hunter.
Seriously.
And you're just fucking every Monster Hunter. It's
I want to recreate like the scene in the game where like with like the big sticks with the shrimp on them and like the giant slabs of meat.
There was
stuff.
A pic going around Twitter the other day of somebody who like took 6 hours and cooked out a fat feast with like lobster tail.
I heard about that.
And everything.
Did you see somebody made the like one of the giant fucking those bone great swords? Somebody like the Rooster Teeth guys, they have a thing that make weapons and stuff from video games. They have like honest to God blacksmith dude with like a giant beard that makes this stuff. And they made something that looks fucking right out of that. It took them like 2 days, but it's huge. Check out that video.
Let's do one or two more.
Yeah. So Zachary Clark asks, what Western developed games seem to be the most popular in Japan?
Minecraft?
Yeah, good well, answer. That's
number
one. Recently, I mean, everything's been, you know, Destiny was the most popular PS4 game for a long time. Call of Duty sells really well here. The Ubisoft games sell well here now.
Overwatch?
Undertale sold very well here.
Overwatch does okay. Underwatch sold great.
Underwatch.
GTA. You have my name for you now.
They must, like, Skyrim here. Dig. Right?
Those games started selling better and better and sell really well. But GTA is really big here and has been, actually, for a while.
There's a follow-up to that question. In particular, are there any that seem more popular in Japan than they are in the West?
Oh, that's a good question.
Wizardry.
That's a good answer. That's a great answer. And there's a weird, very interesting history behind why that is, and
I knew it all at one point. It was very
I did too. Yeah,
it has to do with the creator having moved here.
Yeah.
At a certain point, and actually, what is the Record of Lotus War? That was
a D&D campaign.
D&D campaign. Okay, yeah. Okay, that's like connected. I'm getting my like weird bits of like 80s Japan trivia.
Record of Lotus War. Yeah.
That's fucking crazy that was born out of a D&D campaign.
Yep.
Okay, but
yeah, I think Wizardry is probably
that's a great answer. Yeah, there's a ton of games that came out only here.
They still like
ever
until pretty recently. They might still be making Wizardry games. Like you
probably
can buy,
are
like a few Japanese made ones on PS3 and stuff. Like,
yeah,
they're super anime. They're fun. I like
Hiroko in one of her previous jobs used to actually she actually went to Canada to meet the dude the guy I forgot his name now, but he's very famous. The Sir what were they called? Sirtek, yeah, like Norman Sirtek or whatever. She like went out to meet him to like discuss licensing it to the Wizardry stuff to like Atlas or whatever back when they made the PS2 Wizardry, which is actually one of the best Wizardry games made out of Japan. The one on what is it called? Wizardry Tale of the Forsaken Land, I think. The PS2 game by Atlas. Wizardry game. Yeah, it's really good.
There were like DS games that never came. DSP, I mean, there was a lot.
There's a lot of hot garbage too. Don't get me wrong.
There's a lot of games like Wizardry, like Illuminage and stuff. Like it took off to the point where there are a whole bunch of copycats too. So.
This is good, man. I think this segment is going to work out. I think we might have something here. We don't want the other podcasts here because this is something. This is our special sauce.
We need a name for it. You guys need to come up with a name that we can use.
We
for
need
this.
That too. Do everything. Do our whole fucking job for us, please.
And we promise to screen the questions next time.
Yeah.
Eventually, we want you answering the questions as well, and we can just sit and listen and put our feet up and drink.
Just send your clips in.
Until then, Dermot.
One more. Give us one last one.
Best question.
Oh, man. Best question.
Best question ever on any podcast.
Going with some topics we already talked about today, what manga or anime do you think deserves the Arc System treatment next? And they made Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Guilty Gear, Arc System Works.
One Punch Man. One Punch Man
is a
yes.
Would there be much of a game there?
Yeah, it would just be him.
Wouldn't he just win?
Dude, that's the interesting part of the game. That's how you have to make it interesting.
I think I'd go with
it's the interesting question that is begged by the existence of that game. I mean, you think the same thing about the show, right? How's that going to be interesting when he just punches everything and kills it in one thing? They find a way. Nature finds a way.
Yeah, but
that is the right answer, Dermot.
All right.
That was the correct answer. No, does anybody else have it?
Yeah, I think Yu Yu Hakusho is a good one.
Well, that existed. That. Well, they didn't do that. Arc System did that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there have been plenty of Dragon Ball Z games before.
Sure.
Yeah, that 4-player Mega Drive the game that was the hotness.
It's really interesting because you call it the Arc System treatment, but that means such a different thing now than it used to. Because like the Fist of the North Star game was awful dog shit that everybody loves, but it's dog shit. The Sengoku Basara fighting game was also made by them. It's dog shit.
Did they make that, really?
Yeah, huh. They made all those anime tie-ins. Like,
so it's more like Guilty Gear / Dragon Ball Z version of the game is what we're talking
about. Stuff. And like, I think it's just going to come down to like what anime do you personally like. Like, I think it'd be cool if it was like Ranma 1/2.
I was going
to
say that, too.
Yeah.
Because like Ranma has a good cast of characters. They're all kind
very
of
diverse,
equally powered, too. It's not like
history in games to
I was going to say, though, it's not like fighting games are a foreign thing to Ranma, though, right? That was a big thing on the Super Nintendo. They had their own fighting games.
Horrible. What did that become in the U.S.?
Fighting Street.
Oh, you're talking about the one that got changed.
The one where they made them like robots something. And shit.
Ah, I'm forgetting. Street something.
Street Smart.
Street Combat? No. Maybe.
Was a different
Street
game.
Something.
We'll look it up. Okay. Until then, news. Oh my goodness.
There we go.
I'm tearing up already.
Look at what's happened this week. I can't believe it myself.
Why did you do this? It's like 8 years ago.
Suddenly the whole industry's changed. Let's go find out what the hell. Believe it or not, Mark's reading the news. Stay tuned to find out and you'll see.
All right, yes.
Oh, that
you.
Voice.
That's right. We so own nice. It. We own it. Fuck you. We own it. You made it. We own it. We can use it until after you die. We can have fucking a digital hologram of you singing it. That's right.
Did you watch the Super Bowl?
I did.
Did you watch that Prince stuff?
Actually, I was taking a shower during the halftime show. Because it was in the morning
that's
here.
It's a good use of time.
Yeah. I'm not okay with it. I'm also like I feel like more people should be talking about. So it was I would die for you.
No, that's I tweeted
what
that.
The
I,
fuck?
What if all the lyrics you could have said? That's the one you're gonna
that's
put
the
up
song
there.
You're gonna fucking choose.
What a train
hell?
Wreck!
I mean,
what
I guess wreck. His estate okayed it, but like you know, and there's like quotes from him specifically saying at least about the hologram. Thing.
Yeah,
at least
like,
they didn't make
don't
it a
ever,
hologram.
I know.
But like, what he was just like projecting on a big sheet or
basically,
something.
Basically, yeah.
That I so I will you say. Know. I should correct myself. I watched like the first maybe 1 minute of it, and I was like, okay, fuck this. I can't go now.
Yeah.
And I say that as somebody that doesn't even think, you know, that Justin Timberlake has no talent or anything like that.
No,
but
I
it was
liked
like,
him,
what? It, like, okay, this is not going to go anyplace interesting.
And as
it?
Halftime shows go, it's one of the worst ones I've seen. It wasn't even interesting. It was like, at some point, like, it's hard to like top the shit like Beyonce and Madonna and all those people do.
And Left fucking shark. Prince himself,
but,
man.
But you know,
he did a good halftime show not too long
you know
ago.
That Super Bowl though
what
I have to say I was happy with the result.
Oh, I mean that was a fantastic Super Bowl in every way, shape and form,
especially the result.
That too, yeah. I'm super pleased by that.
Yes.
This year the Patriots were no longer in the like my like lovable assholes category. They're just kind of like in the assholes category. So like lovable, you know, underdog no question, was the Eagles. So
yeah,
that was
nice to see the Eagles
awesome.
Win. It's a good game. Yeah. It was a really good game, too.
It's scary, though. I mean, well, yeah, let's not talk.
We'll save this. Your America Thrill Bowl game, right?
That's
yeah,
right.
We'll save this
right.
for the football segment.
All
right, moving on.
Namco Bandai, a Gundam game coming to America.
Hell yeah.
New Gundam Breaker, where you make Gundams, customize them, and then what?
Blast yeah, it's the apart. One where you play as like the actual Gunpla kits. So,
oh, that's pretty sick.
Yeah, man.
Okay, I'm just like flying.
Yes.
Right, you know what he said, the robot, the build your own Gundam
like the
robots,
ones you actually
basically.
Make in real life.
That's okay. cool. That's a cool idea.
Right.
And it's like 3D combat, not like the 2D.
No, do you build them first and then make and
yeah,
then
but then
them?
They said that with this new one, they're going to add like on the fly changing so you can like change mid-battle.
Customize.
What? Yeah.
Mm. I think we talked about this last time. No, the Switch has now outsold the Wii U's lifetime hardware. Sales, it's almost at 15 million. Wii U topped out at about like 13.5.
Is that like surprising?
I mean, kind of, that it's not
it's,
even a
it
year.
Hasn't even been
old.
It's pretty
yeah.
fast. It's yeah. it's outpacing
it's
Wii, I think, right? Or it's like on pace with Wii or something.
It's, yeah, it's like outpacing everything.
It's pretty awesome.
And also the sales numbers for some of the games are ridiculous. Like Mario Odyssey is 9 million of... Yes. 15 million, so like...
Yeah, and it came out in October.
More than half.
I know. Yeah. Considering when it came out, it's crazy. Zelda
too.
Was like almost 7 million.
Hmm. Mario 8 Deluxe, 7.3.
And that sold about the same amount on Wii U.
The fact that you could take a game from Wii U like that and put it on here, as we've been saying they should do, like now you're going to see everything from Wii U, I hope. Well, I think that's good. I mean, as long as they're making new games too, I would like to play the Wind Waker HD thing. I never got around to it. I don't want to play it on Wii U.
Did you play Pikmin 3?
I'm not really a Pikmin guy, so no. But that's another good example of a game that would be perfect for
it. Yeah, I want the new hotness, though. I did play Pikmin 3. I got to the final.
Well, on Wii U.
I at least want the Zelda HD remakes to move over because like
Wind Waker.
I didn't finish either of them and I want to. Yeah,
I think Wind Waker on that with that other screen though was really nice because you never had to open your inventory.
Well, that's gonna be
and
gone.
The map was on there too when you were sailing.
A lot in Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
It works really well with that same.
Speaking of Mario Kart, Nintendo announced that Mario Kart Tour is the next Nintendo mobile game heading to smartphones. Maybe presumably the first one that's gonna have that highly anticipated interaction between the. Their home system and smartphone, right? Remember when they were talking about that?
Be
way
nice
back?
If it
all
did.
Part of the ecosystem. What a weird announcement that was, though.
What, like just done on
just
Twitter?
Just the way they put it, you know? It was very businesslike, which is unlike Nintendo. I mean, I understand why they had to do it, but like saying, this game is in development, it's coming out fiscal year.
Well, it seemed like very much that. It's like, oh shit, wait, okay.
We
so,
gotta
yeah.
drop something.
Releasing in the fiscal year ending March 2019 is how they put it. Hey, kids! Yeah. It's fiscal year. So they also confirmed that the Switch Online service is launching in September. Again, $4
late.
A month, $8 for 3 months, $20 for the year. But I mean, who cares? It's
going to have to come with a game release.
Probably going to be garbage.
Well, or you know what? Some site was saying like you know maybe they'll. Well, we've been talking about this forever. Like maybe they're going to give you virtual console games every month. They already said that, right? Like for with extra features or whatever. That part's cool too. I mean, maybe it'll be some kind of subscription service or something like that, right? Like
but
that
that's
would
like
actually be
part of it. Like at that point, once
like
that
PS
kicks
Plus
in,
or whatever, you know,
you have to start paying to play Splatoon. You know, and people
well,
are not going
to start playing to play Splatoon.
Right, but like, I'm saying, in order for this to be a hit and to get people to actually use the service, I think they need to launch a big online game.
To make people want to start. Yeah, you might be right.
I mean,
that
would be the like, logical...
Smash Brothers.
That's like the... That's
human
the,
way of thinking
yeah,
about these
with Smash
things,
Brothers,
but like,
yeah.
with Nintendo,
that's
you
true.
Never know.
You never know.
But then again, I mean, they're going to have to... They supposedly have big titles lined up for this year. They've done good with the support so far. They have to have some big things for the fall. September would be a big month to launch something.
The thing I want the most more than anything is I just want virtual console. I want old games. I want to be able to go back and play old games with like new features like they were hinting about. That sounds amazing.
How do you feel about
me.
Not owning them if it's a subscription service?
I don't care. I mean, my PS
already.
Plus, I've paid for that since it came out more or less, and I'm not going to stop probably.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's
you know.
Fair.
It's PS Plus babies. John, I thought you were going to say the thing that you want more than anything else is a new Super Mario Brothers movie. Because that's been confirmed to be at the studio that it was rumored at, which is our friends at the Minions studio. Hey, man, if the Rabbids can be resurrected, let's not count anybody out. Miyamoto is going to produce it, which doesn't necessarily mean much, like just being put down as a producer, but He has shown interest before, as noted in this story on GameSpot.
He's getting up there in years. He's probably thinking, maybe it's almost running out of time to make a movie.
They did those Pikmin shorts in Anthony.
Yeah, they were good.
They were really good. Interested in
I feel like his position is just going to be someone who makes sure that they're not doing something too crazy with the Mario license.
Hopefully that wasn't his position on the last Mario movie. I don't know. I don't remember. But
yeah, that's true.
So giant enemy crabs can breathe easy now, perhaps, but sad for us on this show, because a friend of the show, Kaz Hirai, is stepping down as CEO of Sony on April 1st. This is not an April Fool's Day thing. This is hot on the heels of Andy House also leaving Sony. A lot of shifts are happening, are being reported. A lot of Sony people coming and going. So that's kind of interesting. Maybe the timing is right before the next hardware, or it's not too close, but long enough, you know.
Yeah, going enough, out on
but
top.
Not too long. Yeah, going out on top. You know, Hirai served as president since 2012 when he took over from Howard Stringer, and had, you know, really turned the company around in those 5-6 years.
Or at least the company turned around in those 5 or 6 years. It's hard to say how much of it was him versus, you know.
True, under his stewardship,
Sony America,
you should say. But like, yeah, by all indications, you know,
sure,
it was him closing a lot of kind of non-profitable divisions and refocusing that redid it. It is hard to read into this without knowing a lot more about the people and the, like, politics and how Sony's inner workings, but it is kind of a interesting thought exercise just to think, okay, what does this mean, you know, for the next generation of hardware? I mean, these people were people who were at the top. They weren't necessarily making all the decisions, but they were in the top positions while
the upper echelon,
the PS4 stuff happened. So yeah.
The reversal.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. Red Dead Redemption, speaking of PS4, updated. The release date on PS4 and Xbox One is now
delayed half a year.
Yeah, coming October 26th.
That's so fine
no
with me.
No longer spring. Not really a surprise to me.
I'm like, you know what? Like, take your time. Like, those guys, it's not like they've really disappointed. So,
and everybody else who has an October title just, like, shit their pants. And everybody else who has a spring title just breathe a big sigh of relief. Including maybe Far Cry 5? When is that due?
March, I think.
Okay. They're, so that's, yeah, that makes sense. That's coming out this fiscal as well. They're kind of doubling down on the whole Blood Dragon idea with a bunch of different DLC campaigns. One is like kind of a zombie thing. Another one is B-movies, Lost on Mars, et cetera, et cetera. So it's kind of interesting to see them taking that idea even further. E3 public tickets going on sale next week. Hope to see you there.
Do you see what they did? Like, they basically, their solution to last year's train wreck was, oh, now, like, a couple hours each day, they're not going to be allowed. It's going to be, like, you know, whatever, business. Like, just a few hours. I'm not going this year. I'm done with it.
And they're extending the
really?
Hours, too.
Yes.
You're not going?
Nah.
Whoa.
You said that every year. Every
I did. And I explained why, too. I had to go last year. We had a reveal. We were at this one conference last year. I had to be there, but like, right now I don't have to be there.
Have to be
and
there.
Of course I had to be there.
You would want to be there.
I put the plug in.
Last year? I can't believe you're not going.
It's been bad for years now. It's just last year was like, it was super crowded and hot. And
I will
wasn't
say,
like,
I did not feel like I was kind of like dodged a bullet last year when I didn't end up going.
There's so much better
reasons,
stuff. GDC is much better. BitSummit is more fun to me. Like, I don't need PAX. I'd rather like go to PAX if I'm going to go do something in the U.S.
That's
like,
sad to hear, though, man, because there's nothing like the E3 press conferences. Still, all those other things all added together.
And what do we say
PSX,
every year? Like,
everything.
We learn everything that happens at E3 by going home after E3 and
that
reading the
true.
Internet. Like, it's like you don't find out when you're there.
But there's still an energy being there and seeing the people. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm still bullish on E3, but then again, I was not there last year. It sounded like horrendous, and
nobody,
I'm never
nobody
on the
enjoyed
show floor
year.
At all. Anyway,
no.
though, I'm never on the never on the show floor. I think that's it. There is a Panzer Dragoon Saga. There's like a cool article too about the about Panzer Dragoon Saga. Fuck, which website was that on? About
it was
the,
on the Verge,
was on the
wasn't
Ringer.
It?
No,
oh,
no,
the Ringer.
It was on the Ringer. Check that out. There's a really cool article about that, including some cool interviews, but.
Yeah, the official soundtrack is out, remastered soundtrack from our friends at Brave Wave.
That's right. Check that out.
And I think there's a vinyl version coming out next month, too. But, yeah, I mean, the music in that game is awesome. That whole game is awesome.
It is. And kind of insane, just that, like, we live in the best of time and the worst of times. But the best of times thing is that there's shit like this that exists and that you can buy. I mean, people are going back to fucking Panzer Dragoon Saga, one of the biggest, like, cult games ever of all time. I think they made 5,000 copies.
4,000 or 5,000, yeah.
For the U.S., like... sold fucking nothing at all, and actually going back and not only, you know, getting that music made, actually new music is getting made. So
remaster that game and put it on Steam and it sells a million copies, like,
yes. So I think that about does it for this time. Send us your questions, make that part of the German, are you going to do the where to find us, or are you not ready yet? Do you want John?
Oh, God,
or
I didn't even think about it. Yeah, please.
Okay. I'll do it. People can find us at 8-4.jp on the interwebs. Also on giantbomb.com. Thank you guys for hosting us, always.
Set Era.
Yeah, there'll be a thread on Reset Era. We have Facebook. We don't use it. We're also on Twitter, 84play. That's kind of the main place to interact with us. Or our personal Twitters. I am at JohnTV.
I'm at Mark MacD.
At Timely Howard.
I'm at Dermalo.
Dermalo.
Spell that for the people.
At DERMOLO.
All right, and Roy?
I'm at Kotawari.
And,
send us your questions as well now. We will be amassing them.
Yes.
I believe it might be the word one might use.
Also, I don't know if any of y'all watched, there was a video sort of... sneak snippet of us last time on video at Gaijin Hunter's YouTube channel, but let us know what you think of that, if you want more of that, less of that.
That's right. We got some good feedback, and then we also got some YouTube comments on that. So good to see YouTube is still chugging right along there. good job. Thank you, YouTube
cesspool
viewers. Yeah. If you check out those comments if you would like to see what YouTube creators put up with every day.
What keeps us off the YouTube.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah. Go see why we never do video until now. And maybe won't. I don't know. Or maybe we'll just disable comments. That's also a possibility. But
anyway.
Yeah. Until then, I know. I will say one thing. Also, I do want to plug Gaijin Hunter's YouTube channel again, because that is something he's making lots and lots of videos, and I am watching that. It's just he can't make the weapon guides fast enough for me. I need more. So check that out. A lot of really good tips there, stuff I've already started using in terms of how you get money and other things. But I think that'll about do it for this fortnight. So until 2 weeks from now, who wants to take us out?
Fusion Ha!
Oh, that was good. That was good.
What the hell is that?
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sewing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're going to regret, because I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, 'cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals in cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul."
In my opinion, the positive attributes of an apple are that they're healthy for you, and there's all the different varieties. There are green apples, red apples, yellow apples, crab apples, sweet, sour, in between. Some are good for cooking, Some aren't so good for cooking, but they're excellent for eating. The important thing is chemicals should not be sprayed onto them.